You've got it, you've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We see the earth now. You got it. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 24th day of June 2012. Hard to believe it's about to be July. We'll be more than halfway into 2012 and the end of the world as we know it. Of course, the world will keep on spinning, I predict, after 2012, but we will be deep inside the New World Order, globally behind enemy lines in New World Order, eugenicist, control freak, captured territory, with no hope of reversing civilization's plunge into technocratic hell until the awakening takes place on a mass scale and we begin to throw our weight against the machine's wheels. And that's begun at a certain level. That's why the globalists are going into high gear. And as things get more and more evident, you're going to see the awakening accelerate. So it's a race to the finish line. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And again, I want to thank everyone out there for joining us on your Sunday. We understand that everybody out there is extremely busy throughout the week, and we are very thankful that so many millions of people across the United States and the world care about freedom and are involved in the fight for human awakening. Okay, we have got a particularly jam-packed broadcast lined up for you. I mean, every day I come on here and say, very important broadcast today, because it is. It gets crazier by the minute. We're going to look at a report from Infowars.com from KSDK Television. We're going to play part of that clip. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles revoke fears of martial law. And boy, let me tell you, the trolls came out of the woodwork on this bad boy. Just saying it's a made-up story and that there's no threat of the military being on the streets. And then I saw some people commenting, well, why does it matter if we have troops on the streets? I don't know. North Korea has it. Mexico has it. Rome became an empire and not a republic once they had it with Caesar. It's always what brings a country down. If you got troops on the streets, you're living in a very fascistic, authoritarian, or communist system. Not a good place to be. And governments, when they become oppressive, always put troops on the streets. That's why it's in the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights that you don't have troops on the streets. You know, it's why America's different and became the example of what to be like instead of now being the example of wars, aggression, torture, face scanning cameras, surveillance, the NSA spying on us illegally. We're now the symbol of a hijacked, lawless nation being thrown, just like when communists would take over countries, they would then go into the exploitive phase using that country they'd taken over against the next country, and then use that country against the next country. And again, the United States has been captured by the globalists. People say, oh my gosh, the U.S. is going to fight the Russians and the Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States doesn't exist anymore. We're part of the New World Order. We were taken over by fraud. So it's fraudulent. It's illegitimate. We can reverse it. So I'm going to go over the facts that it's admitted they're preparing troops for the streets of America. And then some people said, oh, well, Alex, yeah, we need troops because of the collapsing dollar and then all this stuff. You know, they want to protect us. Folks, the globalists engineered the financial collapse. I know they're getting ready for the collapse. They engineered it. Yes, we've been talking about it for 17 years.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm live on the radio. And then back Sundays live. Thank you so much for joining us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, also simulcasting on XM, and, of course, via the audio streams at InfoWars.com. If you are a new listener, I know we've got a lot of new affiliates across the United States picking us up today. In fact, two new affiliates that I plugged on Friday picking us up today. And you're a new listener, you've heard a lot about the show, and you're thinking, you know, is this guy a nut? Is he for real? Well, that's up to you to decide. I'm certainly not perfect. I certainly don't have all the answers, and I absolutely make routine mistakes. But the difference is I don't try to twist and deceive like much of the mainstream media. You know, most, quote, mainstream media is not really deceiving. If it's a story that doesn't politically matter to the system, they'll tell the truth. But when it's a big national talking point, like Obama having the entire media basically say that there were no death panels in his health care plan, and then once they got it in place, they admit that there are death panels that ration and cut back care, and basically grandma just needs to die. We now see that in Time Magazine, Newsweek, The Case for Killing Granny, how great it is. We're seeing headline articles about killed children up to age 3 if the parents don't want them, even if they're healthy. Now the eugenics is out in our face. So that's just a quick example of what I'm talking about here. I have studied history, and those that don't know history, as many philosophers and historians have pointed out, are doomed to repeat it. Because humans live a limited lifespan, about 75 years on average, and we do the same things over and over again. And we set up civilizations the same way over and over again. We make the same mistakes over and over again. And if we don't learn from history, we're doomed to repeat it. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge. And by studying basic history, I've learned what is good and what is bad, what works for civilization, what empowers humanity, what empowers families, what empowers children, what is healthy, what is wholesome, what is good, versus all the signs that you're going into a deep, dark tyranny run by very bad people, and that's the norm in history, and all the danger signs there. And if there are 100 danger signs, the United States has got about 300. I mean, literally, it's more than double or triple anything I've ever seen from a historical perspective of danger, Will Robinson, look out, we're in trouble. I mean, if you study Hitler, if you study Mao, if you study Stalin, if you study Caligula, if you study Nero, if you study Montezuma, if you study any of these tyrants of history, everything that's happening is consciously for a tyranny. And it's the same thing worldwide. The world is sliding in a conscious system of governmental, bureaucratic, authoritarian oppression. This is what the establishment has decided to do, and they're quite honest about it. Today we're going to be breaking that down. There is a story up at Infowars.com that I'm going to start with. Then I'm going to get to the CBS News headline, GM grass, genetically modified grass, linked to Texas cattle deaths. The federal government, the EPA, is out there, and they say the grass in Bastrop outside Austin, at least two ranches, is off-gassing cyanide gas. And I went and did some research. I didn't know grass could do this, but it's happening. I saw a movie a few years ago. I forgot the name of it. I tried to look it up. Where it happens in the Northeast, and the trees start releasing the happening. Okay, thank you. And the trees start releasing cyanide, and I thought, oh, that's a dumb movie. I watched it on the treadmill one day. And then I looked it up and found out, oh, my gosh, that comes from real things that have happened. Because it's called the happening. Except in this case, the trees just kill everybody in the Northeast. I shouldn't laugh about it. It's right outside Austin, Texas, and they just mentioned at the end, oh, yeah, they confirmed cyanide gas is coming off the genetically modified grass, and everything's wonderful. So we're going to be looking at that report and how it dovetails with this Daily Mail story. Bird flu virus is just three mutations away from making the leap into a deadly human pandemic. And the federal government published a few months ago how to mutate the mouse pox for humans, and it kills over 90% of those it comes in contact with. And they put out the ingredients list for even a small biological firm to be able to release it. And 90%+ of the people that come in contact with it are dead. Airborne Ebola is also being produced at major universities all over the United States at level 4 bioweapons labs. Just type that into a search engine. It's mainstream news. You know, this is the kind of stuff I actually am concerned about when I go to bed at night. When I go to bed at night, I don't look under my bed for Al-Qaeda. You have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. By the way, that's from Scientific American. That's just not Alex Jones saying that. Look it up. Better chance of a honeybee killing you each year than Al-Qaeda. But I'm supposed to give up all my rights and have checkpoints on the highways and no freedom because of Al-Qaeda, who our government and NATO criminally fund to attack Libya and Syria. But I'm not supposed to be concerned about hundreds of level 3 and level 4, 36 new ones built in the last few years, all over the U.S. Things like Lyme's disease, you know, that came from a level 4 bioweapons lab, Plum Island. It's a weaponized syphilis, basically. They just call it, because they don't want to freak you out, they call it Lyme's disease. Weaponized syphilis put into, the blood of animals that ticks then slurp, and then now it's spreading all over the United States. Not very fun, is it? But, you know, hey, it's not. The media didn't say be scared of it, so I'm not scared of that. So, again, I'm talking about the perception, how the system gets us to learn to be afraid of things that aren't a threat, but then ignore things that are real threats. Here's an example. I put out a video that's gone viral titled Leaked, Rise of the Dark Knight, whatever the new name of the film is. What's the name of the film? I forget to even name my video on it. Leaked, Rise of the Dark Knight. And in there I show news articles where beaches for 2 years all over the world were upwards of half empty because everyone thought the big mechanical shark was out there and going to eat them. And I've looked up the average. It's less than 5 people a year worldwide killed by great whites. It's like 12 on average total shark deaths combined. All sharks, tigers, makos, you name it. Less than 12, less than 5 great whites. And I can't get hardly anyone I know. Went back in college when we'd go deep sea fishing 2 or 3 times a year. Sometimes it'd be still out in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico, 80 miles out there, 50 miles out there, catching tuna, catching mahi-mahi, everything. And no one would ever get in the water with me. Jaws is going to get you. And oh my gosh, you're so brave. Oh really? Because I statistically know that I've got a better chance being struck by lightning twice in 1 year than to be attacked by a shark. Again, it shows how the system can implant this idea. You're like, what does it have to do with Batman? Well, in all these Batman movies, all these movies, there's terrorists, buildings are blowing up. It creates a subconscious idea, just like Jaws does with sharks, and then nobody wants to go swimming to this day. I got family won't go in over their knees because of sharks. And it's the same thing with terrorism. It is almost imaginary. Almost imaginary. Your chances of being killed by a terrorist. Even if most of the time they weren't funded by shadowy intelligence agencies that want to increase their funding and have mission creep and expand on the streets of America. But I'm already digressing. When we come back, the real threat or threats, we're going to get into a report out of KSDK where hundreds of tanks are being prepared for the American people. And in my article, I give links where the Army says it's for us, and then a minority of people are commenting saying I'm making it up. I mean, the Pentagon admits they're preparing for war with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you can take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items. Supreme customer service. Very low shipping and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Use coupon code GCN at checkout, and CampingSurvival.com will take 5% off your order. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, I want to look at the threat of genetically modified organisms, explain exactly the different types that are out there, and tie it into the cattle deaths outside Austin, Texas, where I live, where this syndicated broadcast is coming to you from. And again, I'm pro-science. I've been pro-nuclear, except that they don't ever keep the plants up or take care of them, and they're always melting down and blowing up because these companies just don't care. So I guess, it's kind of like I'm all for giving my children freedom until they're bad, and then I can't. You just can't trust these Fortune 500 companies with GMO, nuclear, any of it. It's just, I guess we can't trust ourselves with it is my point at this juncture. Wait till I get into these shocking findings. Now, first off, I'm not tooting my horn here, but if there's anything I'm a leading national expert on for national television, print media, you name it, I am a admitted, recognized expert on the police state. And people say, you don't like police? A police state isn't not liking police, for new listeners. And some people say, you're being condescending. No, I'm not. A lot of people don't understand this. In fact, I didn't understand this, that people weren't aware of this, so I'm going to explain it. A police state's like North Korea. It means you don't have any rights, any due process. There's secret police. You're being asked questions. There's cameras. You're being spied on. People are disappeared. Oh, all the things the U.S. is now doing. I mean, have you gone and looked at everything that authoritarian states do? Our so-called government is adopting it. That's the point I'm making. And it's not good for business. It's not good for life. It's not good for sustainability of a free market system. It's anathema to what the founding fathers believed in. So people who say they love America with the 4th of July coming up, do they actually know what the United States stands for? Because everything the U.S. stands for was built on is under total attack by the so-called federal government, itself taken over by foreign banks on record. Now I'm going to explain that more later. But we've been captured. The national security state, all of it, has been taken over by financial interests, and that's why they can get away with bloody murder. And that's why the private Federal Reserve rules this country, and it's a consortium of foreign banks. Look it up. 10 years ago, I was called a conspiracy theorist for talking about that. 17 years ago, now it's admitted. But cutting to the chase, Friday, Paul Watson in the afternoon, one of our writers at Infowars.com, and at PrisonPlanet.com, published an article, sarcastically headlined, because they say that in the piece, "Don't be alarmed. Army trains military police to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles provoke fears of martial law." And it is a KSDK TV news piece. We're going to play part of it here. We have their video embedded up at Infowars.com, so you can watch the whole thing there. I play the whole thing, folks, but it's copyright. We can fair use play a short. People are always like, why don't you play the whole thing? Well, I just gave you the answer for the upteenth millionth time, but people still ask it, so there you go. Go watch. People are like, your YouTube report, you did on it. It's only got 30 seconds of the newscast. And we say, go there and watch the whole thing. I can't show you the entire deal. I really can't play the entire deal. I mean, technically, I could, but then I have to stop and comment on each part if you want to get technical. But side issue. I'm digressing. About 80% of the commenters and the votes on YouTube, actually it's about 85%, agree with us. They understand. They're current or they're former military. They understand why it's not good to have military on the streets. They understand why you don't want to use tanks against the American people. They understand that that's the opposite of what our Constitution says. But there's three different groups attacking me. And again, I'm not reporting on this because they're attacking me. I'm reporting on it because it shows the mindset. You can learn a lot from this. One group says, Alex, yes, the military's training for locking down cities in martial law, but to keep us safe because the economy is collapsing. And they know it's going to collapse worldwide. As if they're telling me something. The point is, the system is run by megabanks on record that planned all of this and engineered it through derivatives. I've done hundreds of broadcasts on it. I made Fall the Republic documenting it. Yes, I know that. That's the whole point. The troops themselves aren't bad. There's another group that say, I'm criticizing the military. That's like saying I'm criticizing a gun. A gun is an inanimate object that you control, that the government controls. The military is supposed to follow orders, basically making themselves inanimate objects. So again, it's not about the military. See, even in America today, we're so brainwashed, to even get to the issue, you have to go through all this stuff. At first, oh, it isn't true. And then, well, they need to do this because America's collapsing. Instead of, it was engineered to do this so the system can play the part of the savior while consolidating and converting us from a free republic to a tyranny. You see what I'm saying? And in our article at Infowars.com, we have scores of links to the Army Times, to the Council on Foreign Relations, to open videos of Army troops and National Guard doing crowd control with batons in Connecticut 2 weeks ago. Just at a mainline parade and getting in people's faces. The point is that the RAND Corporation, the CFR, the federal government, the top general in the U.S. Army, is quoted in our article with links to him saying it, that they're going to put 4,000-plus troops, a brigade, in every U.S. major city for the American people. And I'm talking about not with batons, folks, with Abrams tanks, with Bradley fighting vehicles, with Warrior APCs. I've had the military people on who've sent us photos and come on where they're putting caches of armored vehicles strategically all over the country for us. And then I have the Army admitting it's for us, and I have the big banks admitting they planned this with the end of Glass-Steagall in 1999, all of it. This is a big deal, because even if you love troops on the streets and think it's cool, the question is, why do they want it? Because they're going to implode this country by design to re-engineer it and re-educate it. So you should be asking yourself, why are they getting all the troops ready? Instead, it's just like, what's wrong with troops? I ain't done nothing wrong. A lot of people didn't do anything wrong in Nazi Germany. How'd that end up for them? A lot of folks didn't do anything wrong in Cuba. A lot of folks, 1,000 years ago, Central Mexico didn't do anything wrong, but the Aztecs would, march 500 miles to a little village and grab every man, woman, and child and haul them back and cut their hearts out. Chinese didn't do anything wrong. Mao Zedong killed over 60 million of them. Chinese history say 80-plus mil. U.S. government, State Department says 64 mil. Whatever, 64, 84 mil, whatever. The point is that government is always the number one threat. University of Hawaii's done studies, others have. It's called democide. 262 million deaths in the last century alone from what? Governments. And that's non-military. That's not soldiers or combatants or civilians killed in Dresden firebombings or bombing of London or Hiroshima, Nagasaki. Governments killed 260-plus million people. That was the United States population in 1975. In 100 years. So, see, I'm a weirdo. I'll admit it. I'm like George Washington in that I worry about the real number one threat in history. I actually am an American. I actually like the founders. I think they were really cool and knew what they were doing. I want that instead of the UN. Wait till you hear this. They say, end all national sovereignty, BBC reports. But first, the report about tanks for you and your family straight ahead.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide Worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We want to know, how do you use Webex?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through Webex, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of Webex Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free Webex Meetings basic account now at Webex.com. Webex from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Webex.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to Big Berkey water filters.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, on this Sunday worldwide transmission, we're going to be opening the phones up. I'll get the number out in the next segment. We'll take a ton of calls in the second hour today. Getting back into the article, don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. A, the public doesn't know why it's bad to have the military involved. I mean, as a child, I knew going to third world countries. So this is what a horrible third world country is. There's troops bugging their eyes out at everybody with machine guns on the street corners. It's what comes with bondage and poverty and no due process. But now it's what keeps us safe. Oh, and it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for libertarians, conservatives, rural people. They're setting up the rural council run by the Department of Defense. And the Army has come out and said, yes, we want to call in airstrikes on citizens. And they're using predator drones, Associated Press and Reuters report, to arrest, quote, cattle thieves in North Dakota. So the whole military system that Eisenhower all just warned us about.
I just kicked my.
We're just playing some audio clips there in the background. Sorry about that. Okay. Getting back into what I was saying. It's all right. It's all right. Getting back into what I was focusing on here. It is in plain view that the Pentagon says that they are basically taking America over. And our money is being used against us that President Eisenhower warned us about in 1961 when he left office. And his full quote wasn't just beware the military-industrial complex. He said the elite technocrats, he said technocratic, technological elite, would take over and they would control the military. And that's what DARPA is. That's what Google and the NSA, it's the same thing, are. It's special interest taking over the society. It's a technocracy. If you read The Economist or any of these publications, they're like, oh, we're run by technocrats now. Aren't we glad they're there? They care about us. No, they don't. They're authoritarian. So here is the report. Don't be alarmed. Army trains MPs to drive tanks on U.S. streets. Sightings of vehicles provokes fears of martial law. Folks, they have thousands of drills all over the country to acclimate the public to military occupation. It's admitted in the New York Times. They train with Boy Scouts to go door to door and report on what guns their parents own. And they put it in the New York Times with a straight face. I mean, that's Hitlerjugend. And then I get emails saying, don't criticize the Boy Scouts. I'm not criticizing the Boy Scouts. I was in the Boy Scouts. You shouldn't turn the Boy Scouts into a paramilitary spy arm. Don't believe me. Just type in, Girl Scouts help fight terror and more. Boy Scouts help fight terror and more. And you'll get the New York Times, you name it, showing them. This group of Explorer Scouts, average age 14, practiced taking on a disgruntled veteran who wouldn't turn in his firearms. I mean, go read it. It's got photos of it. I got footage of this in urban warfare drills in the late 90s, and people couldn't believe it. They had the Boy Scouts in Texas and Maryland and other places, and this had never been in the news. We're like, why are all these Boy Scouts with the troops in this drill in the town? And then we talked to their parents. They're like, well, yeah, they asked if the scouts could help them, but we don't like it. They came in the house and were creating lists of our firearms. I mean, this is like body snatchers or something. It's like an invasion from Mars, but it's not Martians. It's our own people. And it's happened over and over and over again. And you can't get the average American out there to even understand this. They're like, well, what's wrong with troops? Or, well, we need them. Things are collapsing. Or, oh, that's not true. And then the article, people even comment, and again, they're the minority, but that's who I'm concerned about because they represent, I would say, the majority out there. They go on to quote here with links to the Army Times saying they're putting troops on the streets. A Brigade Homeland was the headline. The Washington Post admitting it. And then links to the head of the Army in an article in the May-June issue of Foreign Affairs put up by CFR, a mouthpiece for the Influential Council on Foreign Relations, Chief of Staff of the U.S. Army, General Raymond T. Odinero, advocates the Army be transformed to a more flexible force by developing in situations normally reserved for domestic law enforcement officials. He argues that by doing so, troops will be better equipped to deal with conflict elsewhere. Oh, yes, because there'll be police every day. And then it goes on to talk about brigades in every city. And that's all this is. And it is the opposite of what happens in our free republic. And I can open the phones up. I mean, I remember that Army Times article. It was also one of Stars and Stripes, where they said, yeah, we're going to be out with the jaws of life at car wrecks and things for PR purposes, but we're also training to pull triggers here in the U.S. Pull triggers. Like at Waco or at Ruby Ridge. And if America is so stupid that it doesn't know, I know every Hollywood movie shows creeps on the streets. I mean, I know it's fashionable to think of Jack Bauer, but he's not going to be torturing Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's being shipped in again by NATO to take over countries. They're going to be tearing your teeth out. There's more news today about CIA black torture sites all over the world. Again, our government's been taken over. The military doesn't want to take part in this, but at the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, at every event, they have military as the security. It's totally illegal. And I know I harp on this forever, but everything we talked about is now coming true. And it's being done because the globalists want to collapse this country. And they're going to sell it like, oh, they're fixing things during the financial collapse and riots and the welfare checks not arriving, or the welfare checks because of hyperinflation, you know, not buying enough. We're all going to be lectured about how it's a good thing. And, well, Alex, yeah, there are troops on the streets. And you ought to be lucky they're there keeping America safe. And, you know, we are having to arrest some extremists because, after all, you know, after the terrorists hit us, we had to do it. And whatever it takes to get the country back on its feet, just take all the rights. I want my money back. You'll never get your money back. They are putting this in because they're getting ready to make you a pauper. They want to convert the country. It's official from the UN into a bankrupt nation. Here's part of the clip from the news where they're like, well, yeah, the tanks roll around all day in the city, but we can't tell you where they're parked for security reasons. Because you can't trust the enemy, the American people. I remember at the G20, we went to talk to the Army. They had regular Army and National Guard. Rob Dew on tape's like, yeah, we'd like to talk to your commanding officer. Here's their name. We're with the media. We want to ask about why the military is involved domestically. The military says, yeah, we'll call you in an hour. The cops show up and say you were trying to blow the military up. And I called up the captain on air. And I said, what is your problem? You came to them saying they were going to blow stuff up. Well, yeah, the military felt like they might have wanted to blow them up. And I was like, I said to him on air, I said, do you really want your kids growing up in a country like this? I mean, are you pinching yourself right now? Reporters pull up to troops, want to talk to the public information officer who's on the website in Pittsburgh. And you call their hotel and call their rental place and send police after them and tell them that, well, we're preparing to arrest you for terrorism. And he said, well, we just had to check. I mean, it's like mental illness. Like, oh, we just say you're a terrorist. You're disappearing now. And a lot of people go, well, we better shut up than be intimidated. We better shut up. No. You don't get intimidated by this tyranny. You get back in its face and you explain it's wrong to everybody. We've got the moral high ground, and we save this country. Everybody should be afraid of not getting involved, not standing up. We're going to come back. I'm going to get to this. Then I'm going to get to the GMO threat. Big news on that front. I'll get into all the other crazy news. I mean, look at this BBC article. And they're reporting it like it's a good thing. EU should undermine national sovereignty, homogeneity, says UN migration chief. This is official. Get rid of national sovereignty. That's always been their plan. You understand? A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, we're going to have open phones in the second hour. Do you think it's a good idea to have the NSA illegally spying on everybody? Maybe it's a good idea to have forced inoculation, as state governments are now pushing. Maybe it's a good idea to not allow food to be GMO labeled, as the federal government is stating right now. Maybe it's good to have Obama say that he's going to have the ATF outside of law through regulations ban most semi-automatic rifles and shotguns. They're pushing that. I mean, maybe we should turn our guns in. Maybe we should raise our taxes. Maybe, like the UN says, we should join world government and that any national sovereignty is a bad idea. I mean, that's the headline at the BBC right now. Maybe I've been wrong all these years because, you know, everything I said is coming true. We should just accept the foreign banks running us and destroying us and just appreciate them. Let's go ahead and go to this clip here. And again, the full clip's up at InfoWars.com in the Don't Be Alarmed, Army Trains MPs to Drive Tanks on U.S. Streets. And there are hundreds of these big armored vehicles. They call them tanks. They're really big armored vehicles driving around. And they have dual use for overseas as well, but they're putting caches of them all over the country. That's admitted. It's called Brigade Homeland is the plan. But in the Army Times, for you, It's all for you. Head of the Army admits it, but it doesn't exist. No, we should all, one guy in the newscast says, I'm going to go out and salute them. Yes, yes, it's a sign of freedom to have armored vehicles driving around like the Russians have occupied us. And again, you get all the training manuals that police and military have sent us that have become national news so many times, MIAC, Homeland Security, remember all those? Headline, returning veterans, number one threat, then libertarians, then conservatives. Maybe it's good to have the armed forces secretly training and now publicly training to take on the American people. Maybe we really are the bad guys. Here is part of the newscast where the American people, you know, the military allowed them. By the way, we know where it is. It's a old dump that the military uses out there by a threat fusion center. At this particular area where they've got this located in St. Louis, Missouri. But again, it's several hundred giant armored vehicles. But the enemy, let's be clear, though. The press could be trusted as collaborator media with a globalist. But you do not let the enemy know. And, of course, you know who they are. It's look in the mirror. Here is that clip.
This is a group of military police in from Fort Meade, Maryland, and they are here to train members of the 354th MP Company here in St. Louis on how to drive these rigs, a military's driver's ed of sorts, if you will, on the highways and on city streets. They are not loaded. They are not armed in any way, but the Army says that does not mean they aren't dangerous.
That vehicle is over 32,000 pounds. If they see that vehicle, it is harmless, but they need to know to stay away from it. We don't mind you all looking at it, but please stay away. Every day while we're out riding around, we get hundreds of people taking pictures and filming us, and a lot of people even swerving in our lane.
In fact, they were on Interstate 44 today coming in from Fort Leonard Wood. They say they had one man trying to drive and take pictures at the same time. They had a kind of a last-minute unintended class in evasive maneuvers to avoid.
All right, let's stop right there. Now, that's just a short clip. Let's go back to the beginning where they say the people cannot be trusted. You cannot let the people know. We're out here at the location, but we can't tell you because it's a security issue. Can't let you know where all the armored vehicles are. And by the way, these are new vehicles. The Pentagon has ordered thousands and thousands of new ones. You can see that in the Pentagon purchase orders and admit it's for Brigade Homeland. Thousands of giant armored vehicles. They're giving the old ones to local police departments. Helicopters, drones, 30,000 armed drones, all of it. For you. Here it is. Here it is from the start.
Good evening. It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town, and while they come in peace, there are all kinds of rumors about why they are here. News Channel 5's Casey Nolan is live somewhere in St. Charles County, where he got an up-close look at the military vehicles. Casey?
Yeah, Mike, in order to get that up-close look, we've agreed not to say exactly where in St. Charles County we are tonight and where these vehicles will be parked overnight. The Army doesn't want that information to be made public for security reasons, but we can tell you why they are here. Now, this may not be such a huge deal that these rigs are in town if not for the speculation that was coming via the Internet today. St. Louis police first put out the word that people may see these armored security vehicles in their neighborhood, especially near the Army Reserve Armory in North St. Louis on Goodfellow.
Okay, let's stop right there.
That's about all the information they released.
Let's stop right there. Again, you can go to my website, Infowars.com, and I link to the Army Times, Stars and Stripes, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Secretary of the Army, all saying this is for the general public. But those are all scholarly reports to each other or to the military. They think you're so stupid, that's kind of compartmentalized to the military and not to the general public. I could open the phones up right now. In fact, I'm going to. And I'm just going to take military whistleblowers. And I've done this before. And then I can have them mail me documents and photos and publish them. And then I can have it break in the local news. We've already done this probably, no exaggeration, over 100 times the last 17 years. Because they're patriots in the military. I can open the phones right now and have military police, current active duty, call in and go, yeah, I'm allowed to tell you that we're trying to take on the American people. It's not a secret. The news just acts like they don't know. This is not a secret. Listen, I confirmed through five military officers after I got a few calls on air that when Rick Perry jokingly talked about seceding, the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, of 2007 says for insurrection by the states or governors or legislatures. The feds call an insurrection if the states say no to something. And when Rick Perry joked about that, the Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, all the National Guards around us went on alert, and they got in their tanks and armored vehicles ready to put them on the backs of trains to come to Texas. You're like, oh, really? Oh, yeah, what you just heard is classified. You want me to go further? You remember when the state legislature unanimously in the House voted to enforce current law that you couldn't grope people's genitals at the airport? And we're going to instruct state police to arrest people. What did the federal government say? We are prepared with F-16s to run an armed blockade of any aircraft entering Texas. I mean, what do you think the feds did when the South said we're not going to pay these tariffs anymore? They sent ships into the harbors and the Civil War started. I mean, that's where we are right now. This is what's going on while you're watching American Idol and sports and, you know, golfing and acting cool and riding your Harley around. And I'm not knocking you wanting to play golf, wanting to ride a Harley. I wish I had time to do that. But I can't morally sit here and know this is going on. People are like, well, so what? Let us go to martial law. They only want to go to martial law because they're going to take the guns. They're going to make you take vaccines. These are bad, bad authoritarians. These are bad people. And we cannot let our military sit there and think it's okay to do all this. So, you know what? I'm going to do this. We're going to have whistleblowers, and I'm going to try to go right to your calls as we start the next hour. Then I'll get into the GMO huge news towards the end of the next hour, if we have time. If not, I'll cover it tomorrow. It is big news. I'm going to give you the number for the military or police that are training with the military. And again, this is all in the news. I have links to their admissions, but people don't seem to go look at that or listen. You will listen to the military. So let's hear from them. And again, military knows they can call in here as citizens. As long as it's not something classified, we still get that kind of stuff. Not like we're asking for it. But the point is, not like I need to have it. I can already reverse engineer by watching it on the ground. They don't hide what they're doing because they think the public is totally in a coma. And on average, they are. Only if you're awake and know history is this stuff completely clear, like writing on the wall. So here is the toll-free number, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. It's no secret they're training everybody down to mechanics in riot control. There's no secret they've been getting caches of tanks and armored vehicles, not just the thousands they've ordered and gotten delivery of, but new ones. But also old ones being refurbished, helicopters, you name it, for us. Because there's a globalist takeover that's already happened at the highest levels. Now they want to get rid of what's left of America, overthrow states' rights, bring in total tyranny. And just by talking about this, we may hold it back and back it off. You understand that? The only way the New World Order usurpers that have got a beachhead in Washington can do this is if we're ignorant and not aware of it and don't decry it. So I'm walking point, defending the Republic in the spirit of 1776. Straight ahead, 877-789-ALEX. Second hour, your calls, masses of news, cyanide grass outside Austin, killing cattle, CBS News, GMO, and more. Straight ahead, we'll be back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All whey protein powders are not created equal.
Fresh Liquid Way has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.